Okay, now in our fifth quarter show, going to stay right here in Carrollton and talk with Carrollton boys coach Wade Prophet. And coach, pretty good season for the Trojans, 10-16. You win 10 ball games, but kind of a rough ending. You lose to Higginsville up at Chillicothe on Tuesday night.
Yeah, not necessarily how we wanted to end our season. But the boys battled really hard on Tuesday night. We were coming off of a really, really rough stretch there towards the tail end with a lot of those ball games, being read Higginsville back-to-back about a week before. Those ball games got out of hand a little bit there. And so on Tuesday night, we were able to kind of control the ball a little bit better in the half court and, look inside and feed our bigs and kind of open up shots for us from the outside. And it was kind of a game of runs. There in the second half, I believe we were able to cut it down to four towards the tail end of the third quarter, and Higginsville used a little bit of a run there at the end to kind of pull away there. But overall, I'm proud of how the boys responded, in that game to kind of give a shot there at the end of the third and into the fourth. So,
Wade, who played well for the Carrollton Trojans on Tuesday night?
It was a collective effort for all of us. Luke Davis played well inside. Garrett Calvert hit some key shots for us on the outside. Gavin Claude had a little bit of a rough first half, but really stepped up and hit some real big shots and got out in transition for us in the second half. Cedar Metz kind of struggled a little bit in the beginning, but kind of was able to kind of find his way and find guys, and he found his way into double figures on the night as well. Kyler Mulch and Gage Fitzpatrick kind of sparked us defensively. They're kind of workhorses for us on the defensive end. It was a collective team effort for us for sure.
And your big man Luke Davis, he seemed to get better as the year went on, didn't he?
He did. It took him a little while to get going early on in the season. Adjusting and kind of learn how to play when all eyes are on you on both ends of the floor. And I can't say enough for how he, kind of matured throughout the season with his play and his basketball IQ. His ability to control his body on the defensive end of the floor is just phenomenal. I believe he ended up with near or over 100 blocks on the season, which is I believe is a Carrollton record. When he's in there, we can take chances on the outside because we know he's going to make up for mistakes on the interior.
Well, you win 10 games this year. Anytime you can get double digits, that's good. So you win 10, that's the first time Carrollton's done that in a while, and you say goodbye to some good seniors. Talk about them.
Garrett Calvert, he came in. He played for us for 1 year, transferring in from Keatsville. And I can't say enough about how he transitioned into the program. It's always tough coming in your senior year and not knowing what to expect as far as the program, but I mean he fit right in with the boys and really into the school and in the community. He offered us another shooter on the outside and just a great overall guy to have on the team, and it's a joy to be able to coach this past year. And our other senior was Kyler Mulch, and he's played 4 years for us, just a workhorse defensively. He understands when he's out there on the floor, he covers a lot of ground and makes it hard for teams to pass over the top. He's really great at getting out into passing lanes, and the one thing that I love about Kyler is his development of his game. Over the last 3 years, he's really developed the ability to catch the ball in the wing, drive into the lane, get fouled, get buckets there. He's just kind of a workhorse for us in all aspects.
Well, and you lose those guys, but got some good kids coming back, don't you?
Yeah, we have four returning starters next year. All juniors are going to be seniors next year. Got a lot of experience, a lot of chemistry, and then a great group of young guys that got a lot of experience, able to play together at the younger level, and then spell us at the varsity level as well. So, I'm looking forward to seeing what those boys can do, and I know that you know, our season didn't end the way that we expected it this year, but I mean, we're already looking forward to next season because I know that they're going to do great things.